That's the way we choose to start the show this morning, to remind you that what doesn't kill you could only make you stronger. I know a lot of people had a very sleepless night. I saw people posting on social media, especially Lagosians, saying that they cannot comprehend the fact that, well, because of the building collapse, some people could still be trapped under the rubble of that building, and that took away the sleep in their eyes. We understand the emotions. We understand every single thing about that and many other things that could be weighing you down right now. But that song says, better days ahead. The fact that you're alive right now, you can hear the sounds of our voices, that means you have to be grateful. You must not allow anything weigh you down, no matter how challenging, no matter how hard it hits you. Do not let it break you. That's the message from the song. And have hope for better days ahead. This is What's Up Lagos on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. And we are
the Techers.
Absolutely.
Welcome, Lagos. Today is the second day in the month of November 2021. And check your time. It's 13 minutes gone past 10 o'clock right now. Our heart goes out to those who must have lost either a friend, a family member, due to the collapse of that building.
Mm-hmm.
Our heart really goes out to you out there.
Absolutely. And to every Lagosian who is, sympathizing with these people affected by that.
Mm.
We certainly. One thing we really want to warn again today is that there is a lot of misinformation going about on social media about the building collapse.
Mm-hmm.
You can count on us. You can depend on us to give you the right information. That's Nigeria Info. Stay tuned to the news bulletin. Stay tuned to the likes. I know the sheriff has spoken about it earlier today. Jimmy Dusu just talked about it a while ago extensively. I know that Sandra, much later, most likely will talk about it. So you can stay tuned to these programs and you're sure of getting right information about the updates about the collapsed building. I can see a lot of misinformation going on social media. We don't want you to fall victim of that. Make sure that you stay tuned to Nigeria Info to get more information about that. But hey, on What's Up Lagos, we bring a break. Take a break off the stress, the wahala, the things that will make you feel down, including the building collapse. I will bring you life so that you can have the energy you need to go about your everyday activity, especially in this new month.
Absolutely, Lagos. This is a time where you can call us up and tell us what is going on around your area and how are you feeling this morning. Feel free to call us up. The phone lines are always up. 0700-993-993-993. The female-only line is down at the moment. So you can still call us with 0700-993-993-993.
And you can send a WhatsApp to 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805 for WhatsApp messages. That way you can be a part of this amazing radio experience right here.
You're looking
dapper.
Oh my goodness. What is happening here?
I'm telling you, you took that out of my mouth.
Wow, you look good.
You look great.
You look packaged. I want to say like a stuff to talk.
As a big man.
Like
what's
a big
money?
Man.
That's how yesterday I joined Alibaba Live and he was calling me. Is it calling Steke? Is it calling Steke? You're chopping all money. I say, man, for a senior man like that to start, identifying that means the blow near, the money, the billions near is very close. And shout out to him on the launch of his new TV. Mm-hmm. Amazing stuff.
Absolutely.
Baba, well done, well done. More power to your elbow, as it were.
Absolutely.
Lagos.
The phone lines are buzzing. Mm-hmm. And yeah, Lagos wants to say something to us. Hello.
More calls coming in. Okay. Or turn down the volume on the radio when you call. And 0700-993-993-993.
Okay, so if you're tuning for the first time, you're wondering what goes down. This is What's Up Lagos with the Techers. I am
right.
Andrea Otwobi Teke.
And I am the voice of the microphone heavyweight, Collins. Teke. We are live in it again. So, I have another thing that is biting my tummy today. I don't know if we should just wait here from Lagos before I let it out.
What is biting your
tummy? No, it's not like it's biting my tummy. It's just a question I want to ask and then, you know, and see how we can balance it up.
Okay.
Yeah, but let's get to take some calls. Our lines are jamming like Bob Marley. Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
We're doing great. Wow.
Calling. I hear that you played that man that day. Is it true?
Who are you, by the way? Who are you? And besides, we call you. Is that how you do in your village? You come, you meet people, sit down, you greet them, you just go and be asking questions. Who are you? Where are you from?
I won't meet you. Jonathan is my name anyway.
All right, Jonathan.
Really? Why are you on the pitch that day?
I played at some point now. What happened?
Why are you putting on black boots or something black boots? I'm trying to recall because.
Is that why you call?
Yes, I wanted to confirm who's bigger.
Goodness God.
I don't know.
Who are these people?
Where are they from?
Who are these people?
I don't understand. How is that important to the economy of the nation right now? How is that important? Oh, whether goodness. I played, whether I was wearing black boots. Really? Ay, ay, ay.
We have Uche on the line. Hi, Uche.
Yeah, good morning.
Good morning. Welcome.
Come on, I'm not using our program. On I get try for this Nigeria.
Thank
God
you.
God will give us a friend. God will give us a one more. You know, there is here.
So.
If our work, if our president, our leaders, they do the woman, they do this country for don't do it care first.
Thank you.
Try well, well.
Thank
let
you.
Let God be with you now.
Amen.
And then, sometimes they hear on a program like this. And I feel like, you know, there is here.
You know, easy. Thank you so much,
you.
Uche.
God
bless you.
I see what I want to ask you. This building, I said, what are they here? What did they cost all this thing? And do you know where they do the thing? I don't know where they give them, not do it, I mean, and what?
Many questions are to be asked, and that's why the Lagos State government has called for calm over the collapse of the building. All right, and we'll get more information about that. Right now, to speak, units of the Lagos State Fire Service, the Lagos State Ambulance Services, and other services are trying to, that are still on, they're checking out for lives under the rubbles. All right, the governor has given a statement. That's the number one citizen of the state. He said that, hey, I spoke through the Commission of Information. He said, please, a report of the investigations will be made public in due course. So don't come and ask me any question here. Don't ask me. The governor has said it in due course. When it's time, you listen to your Nigerian Info. So thank you so much for your contribution. Helen is on the line.
Hello. Okay, do call us back. Hello.
Hello, good morning, detectives.
Hi, good morning. What's your name?
My name is Bassi.
Hi, I'm Bassi.
I'm calling from Ogun State.
Welcome. Yay! Just alive! Welcome!
Wow!
Thank you.
Wow, Bassi. How is Ogun State?
Ogun State is okay. Ogun State is okay.
Nice. It seems like you're super excited about something. You want to share?
Yeah. I just try to get myself happy, you know, and because at times I'm just like putting myself in the shoes of those guys that are affected at the building there.
But
somehow we still got to be happy.
Absolutely.
That's right.
Please, I want to say a shout out to one of us there, Comedy Kechuku, aka Kuboko Mani, complained yesterday that he has not won. Me too, I would have won, but you know, since I was unable to, you know, get the opportunity to win, you know, I still love Nigeria for the way it is.
Thank you so much.
You guys are making me be happy all the time. I'm at the roof for Nigeria for you. Since the election, last the election, 2019 election, my radio never come up for Nigeria for now, so I did.
Thank you so much, man. That's the idea. We appreciate you indeed.
We have Ayuba on the line. Hi. What's up, Lagos? Hello.
Hello, I'm hearing.
All right. Hey. Welcome.
Morning, Lagos.
Good morning. It's What's Up, Lagos.
Sorry, I'm the first caller.
All right. Ooh, welcome.
Welcome.
So I wanted to ask, the collapse of this building, what was the government trying to do about it?
All right. Okay.
And what was the investigation going on right now? Because the families and the people that lost their lives there, they are in one kind of a condition.
That's right.
That they cannot explain. Some can even commit suicide because of the death of their people. So what was the current information now?
All right. Thank you so much, Ayuba, for asking this question. And it goes back to the statement still given by the governor saying that, look, they're going to give a report about investigation very soon. Most importantly, he talked about the psychological effect of or how this will affect, traumatically affect, you know, family members and even well-wishers generally.
Absolutely.
A lot of people yesterday on social media were like, look, I can't sleep. I'm just imagining with this rain, people in there. And that's why we mentioned it when we started the show, that we understand the mood, as it were. But the truth is, you have to guard your mind. And then also, be watchful of fake news about this collapse. Everyone is jumping on it because it's the most talked about story right now. All the international press reporting it, locally, Nigeria Info, we're all reporting it. So be watchful of all those WhatsApp messages circulating, saying this and that, speculating this and that, showing pictures of different. Just be watchful of deep fake. Be watchful of all of that so that it doesn't further damage your mind, as it were.
You know, you mentioned something about the psychological state of, you know, Lagosians right now. I'm just thinking, I'm sure that some people will start questioning the state of their houses or the building where they're living in right now. You know how it is, you want to, you know, maybe hang a picture or something, and then you knock the nail not even the boo. You are seeing sand pouring out of the hole. You know, that will already scare you. Like, what is the state of this building? Or the one that you see, water is coming out from the side of the wall and things like that. So,
I'm telling you, do you know this morning when we were praying this morning, somehow I was doing my back like this at the wall. It felt as if the wall was shaking.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my, stop. I'll put my peeps on my look up there.
Welcome back. 10:32 on the clock. It's still What's Up Lagos with the Techers. And we're still finding out from you because it's still the feel of Lagos. How are you doing this moment? And then what is the atmospheric condition like right now in your area? Do you want to tell us about that? Also, how are you feeling generally?
That's right. That's what we're asking you. And it rained last night. It was quite heavy.
Yeah, it rained. Ah, that's true. It rained last night.
Yeah, at the moment, the breeze started blowing, you knew lights is going. That's standard. I don't know if they took light when it started raining in your neighborhood. But hey, in my neighborhood, in our neighborhood, the moment it just... light went away. Straight up.
We're drying wire. Oh, my.
Oh, why? Ay, ay, ay. 0700-993-993-993. Hello.
Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Welcome.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
I'm actually not happy. I'm really not happy. I have to call because of the collapse of the building.
Yeah. Your network is quite bad at the moment. We can barely hear you.
It's freezing.
Okay, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yes.
Better.
Okay, fine. So it reminds me of a movie that I saw about the Pentagon when they attacked the U.S. You know, I can imagine what those guys are actually going
underneath.
It's sad. It's really sad. Yeah. And everybody involved in this needs to pay for it, sincerely speaking, and it's the negligence of the government, because all these buildings that are being constructed are not properly
inspected, monitored.
They are not monitored. So I think people need to pay for this because it's sad.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, we know, but try not let it weigh you down. I mean,
It's well, at the moment, there's nothing I can do. Yeah. I don't have any relatives there, but I
feel you. It could be anybody, right?
That's right.
It could be anybody.
Thanks so much for showing concern, and also, I mean, talking to us.
Absolutely. David is on the line. Hi, David.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah. How is the techers?
We're fine.
We're doing fine.
Very interesting. But at the same time, mixed reaction.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Because of what happened yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You know, that rain again yesterday, I mean... you know, where I stay, I stayed in two, I mean, what's it called? It's a two-story building, you know, and we stay on the last floor.
Hmm.
And yesterday, the rain came with different kind of, in fact, I had to, you know, the sleep just disappeared.
Hmm.
I was just, because on the whole, the waves and everything like that, you know, the window was just, I said, God, I hope this house is very strong.
Yeah.
You
know that feeling?
Yeah.
You know, we'll just pray for those whose lives are lost there and for those who are affected. Mm-hmm. That God in so infinite mercy will console them.
Yeah.
Amen. It's actually not really easy, you know.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And coupled with what's going on in the country. I just believe there is hope for this country anyway.
True that.
Whether the devil likes it or not.
True that. Right. Thank you, David.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome, David. Right. We understand the mood of Nigerians or Lagosians right now, but right here we're trying to maintain calm, okay?
Absolutely.
Maintain calm.
And also try to, you know, push what's left of positivity in our spirit out there.
Mm.
And that's not to say that we do not also feel the pain. I said last night, I could not sleep when the wind was doing as if the world was shaking also. You know, just because of the trauma, I mean, it had to do with this.
Yeah.
Hello. All right, sorry about that. 0700-993-993-993 for WhatsApp is 0809-597-5805. This is WhatsApp Lagos.
Absolutely. We have a WhatsApp message coming from Susan Asukor from Ikorodu says, "What's up, Lagos? Good morning. My dad stumbled on your station during the lockdown last year. Ever since then, we've been glued to it. You guys are doing a great job. He's 80 years old now with partial stroke. And still a good listener of all your programs. Kudos and keep up the good work. Thank you."
Thank you, Susan.
We appreciate it.
I see that.
It was Edin Naji here says, "What's up, Lagos? Cheers to life. I'm not in the mood to scream today. Lives have been lost in that collapsed building yesterday. I pray God can force the family who lost their loved ones. Take care, guys." Thank you. It was Edin Naji. Another here says, "Hi, the techers. Good morning. It says, Collins, be like say your lungu and my lungu not the same. Oh, when it comes to light and rain, breeze, small breeze like this, huh? Just forget light." I don't know if light and rain are avowed enemies in my lungu. And this coming from Mubarak. Thank you for sharing that
one. My God.
Okay.
All right, Samson is on the line from Agbeda. Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos? Samson.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yes. Good morning, Collins. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning.
Wow.
Collins, I'm having a bad feeling about this collapse, building collapse. See, people just keep blaming the government. Most times, the government has their own roles to play, which they've done. Most times, it usually comes from the client. That from the news I'm hearing this morning, the foundation was meant for 15 floors. And you see, they imposed 21 floors. My brother, it's a serious problem from both parties, though, from both parties, because the government is also meant to checkmate what they've approved. But the monitoring is a problem. And funny enough, I'm also an engineer, though, Collins. Funny enough, I had Lagos State Material Testing Laboratory on my site yesterday. They came to do a non-destructible test. So, you see, they were just very strict there yesterday because of what happened. But in all, we'll give God the glory. Let's just cross our fingers and see what the government comes up with.
All right, Samson, thank you so much. I appreciate you. Comrade Kaboko, I guess, is on the line now, calling.
Hello.
Hello, good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Thank you, Mr. Collins. Good morning. I'm Comrade Iroko.
Okay, Comrade Iroko.
I want to contribute to what is on ground now.
Okay, Comrade Iroko, I'm not the only one in the studio. Collins and Andrea.
Yes, I remember the other lady, but if I call her name, I can be loving with her. Let me just continue with my conversation. Thank you.
Wow.
This is what will really happen. About the collapse of the building at Ikoyi. I have somebody by my side.
Okay.
On Friday, last week, we passed that building. This person is Adelowo FM, is an architect. And he said it as we are driving by, that this building will soon collapse. He said it. That was on Friday. He said it. Now it happened. I just want to add something. That why people doesn't look to foresight? We see what is happening presently. And it happens to all Nigerians and all the masses. We need to be looking to foresight. Not what is happening presently.
Right.
We have something in our upstairs that always tell us what will happen in the near future.
That's right.
Likewise, people died in that building. Thank God that people died. Even if the owner may not be involved. Thank God for that. But what I want to say most, give me 1 second. All masses should plan to wake up from their slumber.
Okay.
Otherwise, people will continue dying one by one.
Okay.
Okay, so I don't even think it's a foresight thing that came to play when the engineer that he said, his friend said that the building was going to collapse. So I saw a picture of a before and after of that particular building. Now, that building wasn't straight. All right, so it didn't look straight. So it was obvious that something wasn't right. Either that, you know, like it was in the news said that the general manager of Lagos State Building Control Agency rather says that he was given approval for 15 stories.
Okay,
and then that building was actually 21 story building.
So it went against the approval.
Absolutely.
No, I can't wait for the investigation, the reports, and we hear what will happen. But you see, as it speaks right now, let's be sure that. That they've said that everybody who was under is affected in that place is out, you know, and as it were. But I know that story, we'll still hear more. We'll get to the root of the matter, investigation, that we'll get to know more. That alone is already an indicting, as in serious indictment, that they give us 15, you did 21. Well, Chibuzo is on the line from Yaba. Hello, Chibuzo. Chibuzo. Okay.
All right. We have WhatsApp messages here. Ebun from Surulere here says, what's up, Lagos? I cried when I heard about what happened yesterday. Nigeria Info discussed about the abandoned project last week. I think that's what about to the collapsed building yesterday. Government should please supervise all those abandoned buildings. Rest in peace to those who lost their lives.
That's right.
You know, someone mentioned something earlier. There is one thing to give approval. It's another thing to inspect these buildings that you give approval.
Yes.
Right?
I see to it that they're falling.
Absolutely. Sean here says, hi, the techers. What's up, Lagos? My deepest condolence to those who lost their lives. There are a lot of factors. This could be greed, bad judgment, corruption, cheap and fake materials. Says, for the light issue, if my wife is at Osho immediately and she feels rain breeze, she would quickly call me if I'm around to quickly pop water and iron my clothes down. Okay, this is from Festac. Shout out to you, Sean.
So rain and NEPA.
And lights.
And lights. They're enemies. Total enemies.
Hello. Hello. Okay. Do call us back, please, if you can. Hello. 0700-993-993-993.
Hello.
Hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Yes, my name is Ibiso from Ikoyi.
Welcome, Ibiso.
Concerning matter, the topic on ground, my sister and my brother, the thing there is, I blame the government with 70% and I blame the contractors.
Okay.
They approved 15-story building for you. Now you are building 21-story building to take money from people who want to make quick money. Now, according to your program yesterday, I was following this program since yesterday, late in the night, before 12 o'clock in the midnight. They said that the first contractor that was handling this project at maybe 4-story building, the contractor have a disagreement with them, and the person went to Dubai and bring another contractor. What I want the Nigerian government to do? One, they should lock that contractor. Dubai government should seize his license. Because we can't every day. Now you see the governor will go there and many people will follow him with big agbada and go there. We are on top of the game. On top of which game, when people are losing their life.
All right, thank you. I feel the tension. We feel it too. And we totally understand your emotion right now. But you see, the truth is, like we said, let's hold on for the reports, the investigation. I know a lot of people would
have
want
questions.
To say
there are questions, lot of questions to ask.
Yes, let's just hang on there. And also, whatever way we can, you know, follow up. Listen to Nigeria Info, follow up, and so that we can we're informed of what's going on and see how it goes. All right, and things like someone talked about the fact that we should, you know, care about the families of those who have lost their lives already. Let's even get the report of those who have died. See the family. Let's see how we can give them support one way or the other. That to me is more important than trying to go back and forth about who's at fault.
Who's at fault and who is not? Hi, Austin. Welcome. What's your name? Oh, sorry, I said what's your name. Welcome, Austin. Hi, Austin.
Thank you for having me.
Okay.
Great to have you.
Yeah, thank you.
Your line is freezing. It's going off and on. We can barely hear you, actually. Hello. Austin, are you there?
Okay, you call us back if you can, Austin. Straight to WhatsApp, Dakbo from Ikeja here says, hi, the techers. I can assure you that there are still survivors because the lower levels would have been constructed to withstand the disaster. The higher you go, the lighter the slabs, hence the aforementioned. I only pray the rescue effort can get to them on time. They are oxygen deprived already. And that's actually part of the worries right now.
That's what we should be worried about.
Is it actually the worries right now? Because as we speak, I'm sure that there could be people trapped underneath the building.
What Lagosians should be worried about right now is what's going on there and how well they are carrying out the rescue operations. All right, whatever support that the government needs, it's not time to point fingers at the government. Whatever support that these agencies need, that you can render, it's not about to be, it's as if when something happens bad, it's just like opportunity for people to come and point down at the government and say this and that and that. It is not a blame game time. Lives could be trapped right there. All right, it could be a friend, it could be a family member you're not aware of just yet. So what we should be doing is finding out how well that has been done and see how we all can put hands together and make sure that if there's a single life or whatever living, breathing up underneath the rubbles of that collapsed building, that life is brought out before anybody can start pointing fingers, this is going on.
Okay, Kinsley from Shomolu here says, what's up, Lagos? Good morning, the techers. My condolences to the family of those that lost their lives in the collapsed building. Well done, guys. You are giving us joy.
Thank God.
Okay, another here says...
Joe? Okay, take Joe?
Joe is on the line. Hi, Joe. What's up, Lagos?
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive. Welcome.
Thanks very much. I'm really excited. The first time I'm getting through.
Yeah. Oh my God. Wow. It's great to have you join us.
I'm calling the heavyweight microphone.
Thank you for the prestige points and the recognition. God bless you.
All right. On Friday, I wanted to call. My son was not feeling fine. I took him to the hospital. I wanted to call, try to shout, what's up, Lagos, to feel some energy. I couldn't get through. I just went to one corner and shouted, what's up, Lagos. After a while, the doctor told us to go home.
Wow.
Not too much. Just a reaction then and there.
Wow. Yeah. Wow.
What's up, Lagos? Healing people.
Yes. So great. What is happening now around me, Andrea. You know, I've seen people hawking at the traffic, hawking pure water, bottled water, soft drink, and so on. Mm-hmm. But today I saw somebody hawking cutlass. And the traffic, man, I don't know.
Maybe that's true.
I see somebody hawking cement in the traffic.
Wow.
Bags of cement. I mean, things are getting very tough.
But brother, there's nothing they don't hawk. They don't sell in traffic in Lagos.
I'm telling you.
They sell.
So, I
want to
take care.
All right.
Cheers to life.
Thank you, Joe.
You can feel the excitement of Joe.
Absolutely. He said cutlass. Yeah, I mean, if people can hawk small chops.
But is it risky to hawk cutlass?
And cap it.
That's a weapon.
That's true, though. It depends on what you see it as. You know, it could be something you use to cut the grass. It could be, for gardening. True. It could be for other things. And it also could be a weapon, so.
They should not hawk in traffic. A lot of mad people in traffic. Basically, just grab cutlass. Christian. God forbid, I'm not putting stuff in your mind.
Hi, Christian. What's up, Lagos?
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Good morning. Good
morning, all.
Good morning.
Please, I want to complain about something at Ojodu Beja. That's Oberside. There's one guy that's operating on the traffic every evening, robbing people.
One particular guy.
Yes. Last year, December 31st, I was driving home at the traffic light beside the one radio station at Obadia, one radio station, that's CTFM.
Okay.
So I was waiting for the green light. The guy he pretended as if he wanted to cross. He came to me, I should wind my glass down immediately, like he broke the glass. I said, you can't do it. Thank God the light just showed green at both of us. Yesterday I was driving home around 10 in the night. I had a traffic because there was a heavy traffic yesterday. I saw the guy coming on the traffic. I said, I know this face. This is the guy that wanted to rob me last year. You know that he asked me and came back to my glass. He showed me the ring that he said, break it. Just break this glass, man. Break it. I want you to break it. Break it. I started making noise. The man went back, started attacking other people.
Oh, wow.
A lady beside me, the woman was operating her phone. I now heard at the woman, madam, drop your phone. That guy is robbing people. That guy is robbing people. Thank God the last man passed our line, all of us.
Wow.
So people should be very, very careful. The same guy, I said that I'm going to report him to any politician around here.
Okay.
Because once I see him, I know him very, very well.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much.
This
is very useful information, Christian. And everyone be safe out there. Sometimes, see why people beat traffic lights?
Yeah.
Because it's a death trap sometimes.
So he said Ojodu Beja area around Ogba.
Yeah.
So if you're around that area, please be on the lookout. If you sight this individual, is it that you find safety or look for a way to report this individual to the authorities?
And you expect that the authorities should act right now, hearing this information, you know. We're going to break quickly. When we come back, we'll bring you the news and we'll get into a family talk for today. Welcome back. It's What's Up Lagos with the Techers this beautiful morning. And mixed feelings morning, if you like. Lagos morning. Lagos also, you know, fitting down concerning the building collapse. And the Lagosians have been talking about it. We need the best support that we can get, especially with regards to rescuing those who possibly could be trapped in the rubbles of that building. And we've talked about the fact that there's no need for blame game. We also talked about the fact that there's no need for you to carry news that you have not confirmed. A lot of fake news about this report going on. A few messages before we run to the newsroom quickly. Is there any message there? Okay. This one says, it was very saddened to hear about the collapsed building, and my condolence to those that lost their lives. You know, after investigation about the incident, I think the government should sanction the owner of the building because the government approved is not what they executed. What the government approved is what they executed. We quickly go to the newsroom, bring you an update. After that, the show continues. with the Family Talk. Well, it's still the Family Talk on Nigeria's number one for talk, 99.3 Nigeria Info. Good morning, Lagos. And for those who joined us yesterday, you perhaps have an idea of what we're talking about today, because we have a continuation of our topic that started yesterday. And today, we theme it the symbolism of tribal marks in Nigeria. Now, what got my attention yesterday when we started the topic was the fact that someone called and said, if she, you know, pretty much saying that if he had the way, he would probably, I mean, he blamed the parents for giving him tribal marks. He also said that he tried so hard to try and like clean it off because it became something that affected his self-esteem. You know, he started questioning himself, his personality and everything about him. And today we'd like to look at a symbolism and also find out your opinion, as it were, or examine the societal views on tribal marks, its effects and stigmatization. That is the focus for today's conversation on the show. For those who can want to be a part of it, it's either you're joining us live on Facebook, where we're streaming right now, and YouTube. Facebook is Nigeria Info 99.3 FM. Nigeria Info FM 99.3. And then on YouTube is Nigeria Info FM, Nigeria Info FM. So that way you can find us, and you could also stream and be a part of the broadcast via those platforms. You could also call the number 0700-993-993-993. And if you like to send a WhatsApp, the number hasn't changed. It is 0809-597-5805. Examining societal views on tribal marks and its effects, and not forgetting stigmatization. All right. Now, tribal marks are, you know, scarifications, which are specific identification and beautification marks designed to face on the face or the body. So the tribal marks are parts of the Yoruba and even the Hausa culture, and are also usually inscribed on the skin during childhood. And they use something like a sharp object. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes they use a stone or coconut shell, and you know, they press it and drag across the fresh, you know, the flesh, as it were, in the patterns, and also design them leaving behind some cuts, as it were. And also they get to like put something dark, maybe charcoal or whatever it is, so that it can make those marks permanent and put the colors in them.
Yeah.
So questions might arise, you know, what are the reasons? Yesterday we tried to examine some of the reasons behind tribal marks. Mm-hmm. What are the reasons? So the primary function, according to research, of tribal marks is for identification of a person's tribe or a person's family or heritage. And the practice of tribal marks is also a major aesthetic and cultural component. Now, according to some customs of the Yorubas, and an Abiku child, is a child who dies and it's reborn several times into the same family. Hence, you know, the lifespan of the Abiku is very, very short. So because of that, the child is scarred for easy recognition and when he returns to that same family.
So you remember yesterday I told you the Igbo people call it the Obanje.
Yeah.
Where that this child is always coming back. They believe that the child dies and comes back and, you know, keep dying and coming back. And they had to place a scar
on the child.
More like a mark that can signify, okay, this person has come before. So I don't know. Now, if you are listening and you know this myth, or is it a myth, or is it a reality? Is it true?
So are you trying to say
you
that
can
it's
share your experience
child?
With us? Yeah. That came back again. So for the Yorubas, it's
Abiku.
Yeah.
Well, let's even touch a bit about the origin before as we move on, because we'll bring you on to the conversation, as it were. Now, the origin of tribal marks in Nigeria, you know, it dates back to the 14th century from a part of the rich cultures and black race, especially in the Nigerian culture. So at the point in time, people attached so much importance to tribal marks for various reasons. You know, tribal marks were as a result of religious beliefs, you know, passed down from family to family as a societal norm. So it's not even a reason. It's just something that's been passed on as, you know, a tradition, usually relating to a particular god or deity. So, yeah, that's the origin of it. So, Africans of old reviewed the tribal marks as a means of identification, which you mentioned earlier, of the people from different neighborhoods. So, yes, in the as far back as the 14th century, it was something that has been on. What are the symbolism, really? The symbolisms of tribal marks? Well, we made a number of wonders. Tribal marking is practiced in parts of the Yoruba, like I mentioned earlier, in Hausa and the Fulani, and even the Benin tribes. All right, that's predominantly some of these tribes in Nigeria. Now, these insertions were a form of identity, as different parts of land and various, had different distinct ways of doing their thing. So they want to identify with the people. Okay, you are different. You're from Benin. This is your mark.
Mm-hmm.
You know, for example, they say some in your state.
Yeah.
You know, they'll give you like one, two, three marks on both.
Vertical and horizontal.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Vertical, horizontal marks, one, yeah. two, three, mm-hmm. and then 1, 2, 3 on both sides to identify. And then people, I don't know what it's called in your own tribe. So
yeah.
We're going to ask people to share with us what tribal marks are called in their tribe,
mm-hmm.
In their local dialect. We get to find out all that also. But hey, the symbolism pretty much is for identity.
Yeah.
So most what has stood out right here is the mm-hmm. fact that it's about identity.
The long and short of you know, mm-hmm. having the marks,
yeah.
the tribal marks,
mm.
The sole reason is for identification.
Yep.
Some say it's for beautification. I don't know how true that is, but some people, they say it is for beautification.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how that I would want to look beautiful with a mark on my face, but anyway, we want to know from you today, do you have any on your face?
Mm-hmm.
And how did it make you feel? Did it make you feel that you are part of a certain community or a certain tribe?
Mm-hmm.
Did it make you feel a sense of belonging to a certain tribe of people?
Mm-hmm.
Or did it make you feel low self? You feel less of yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Did it tamper your self-esteem?
Yeah.
And has it been a factor when it comes to finding love?
Hmm.
So yesterday I shared a story of this man who, you know, we were in a conversation and then talk, and he said he hasn't been able to find a partner
mm-hmm.
because of his tribal marks.
Hmm.
And he's a fine guy, you know. So that could also be a factor,
yep.
right? Why that some people are still single, or why that some people are not in a relationship yet, because they feel like, oh, I cannot marry someone with a tribal mark.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people have also said that it is deprivation of human rights.
That's right.
Because these marks are being put on from childhood.
That's right. Without permission.
Without permission from these children. So they just grow up to adulthood to see that they have
marks,
scars on their faces.
With little or no explanation.
With little or no explanation. And they're later told that, nah, we did that so that you can be identifiable. What if I don't want to be identifiable?
Great question. Now, I saw a meme recently that someone wrote and said that, look, first of all, you give birth to me without my permission. Second, and now I'm an adult, you're telling me my life is in my hands.
Right.
You know?
Right.
You know, that can be related to what how people feel about having tribal marks. Well, let's hear from Ayodeji's our first call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning, Jaga.
Good morning.
Good morning. What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Oh, this story you are just telling me now, I remember when I was young,
mm-hmm.
my father told me, because I'm from a polygamous home,
okay.
My father got married to three wives.
All right.
But the second wife, when she gave birth to that lady, that's my elder sister,
mm-hmm.
my father was not at home. So my father's mother, that was my grandmother,
mm-hmm.
now called, they had to give her tribal mark.
Mm.
Wow.
Because my father had tribal mark. But my father was not aware that his mother is going to give his daughter, tribal mark.
Mm-hmm.
When he got back, he saw this, and he said, his mother and the wife of the they should go away. He don't want to see them.
Hmm.
And that's how he told them that he don't want any tribal mark because he has it. And that thing was giving him a kind of low esteem. So he has to, he send them away. And from there, every other person, that's how they stop giving us
Tribal Max.
Wow.
I'm telling you. So very, very interesting. I remember the story my daddy told me.
Wow.
The moment he said that.
Wow.
That's just it.
Okay, thank you for sharing that.
Thank you,
yes. I mean, well, if you are one with a Tribal Mark and you want to share your experience with us, feel free to call us up 0700-993-993-993. Do we still have parents who will opt for, you know, putting these incisions on their children's face? Tribal Marks. Do we still have parents who do it? And then if you still do it, what are your reasons for still doing it? I mean, we are, in the modern day age or in the modern age right now, would you say that it's something that we should continue doing when it comes to scarification?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have James on the line. Hi, James. Welcome.
Hello.
Hello. What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
Welcome.
Yeah. This is your Cyber Max. I am from the Middle West.
All right.
My late father had Cyber Max. And unfortunately, my elder brother also have the same tribal mark, the same kind of tribal mark. When we try to find out why, apart from that, nobody in the family has that tribal mark. They attribute it to because I have two elder brothers that were late. They were late from childhood. So they attribute it to the child, those two dying, and so this third one, when he was born, and they thought he's going to die, so they have to mark him so that he doesn't. So that was just like what was done, and so they quickly rush and give birth to the second one, which happened to be my immediate second. So that one survived. So the age bracket between both of them was just one. So because of the fear of the one going away, so the age bracket between my eldest brother and immediate elder was just one. Then why the age bracket between him and me was three? Because they believe that the cause has been averted because of that mark.
So there's some kind of ritual that was done.
I saw it. I saw pictures of it.
Wow.
I was looking at pictures of those days. I saw pictures of how they took them and, you know, do some kind of, I don't know, whatever they've done those days. I don't blame my parents. That's the best of their knowledge they have. But they just believe that was what averted
the course.
The course of some people dying, because I lost my two eldest brother. I never saw them. I only saw their pictures.
Okay. Wow.
All right.
So,
thank you for sharing this
you.
With us.
Thank you. Appreciate. So, more symbolisms, more, you know, reasons behind tribal marks.
Yeah. I think that, I don't know if I should call it, tribal marks are quite different from other kinds of scarification. Like the one he mentioned about the Abiku or the Obanji. I think that one is different from the tribal marks.
Now, for identification.
The tribal marks for a certain tribe of people, like the Ogbomosho people, they have their kind of, what's it called, marks.
Yeah.
The Adamawa people, they have their own kind of marks.
Yeah.
Someone from where else? From the north. You know, the different tribes in the north, they have their different kind of, you know, marks. So
the
that
Fulanese
is quite... The Fulanese, it's quite different from other kinds of scarification which come with some kind of ritual.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
But bottom line is for identification.
Identification.
Right? Can we just move to tattoos? Like, you know, have a special tattoo designed and just...
This is from my family. I mean, people do that as well.
You know, just have it. It mustn't be on the face. Just somewhere say, show me your wrists. You know, just saying. But Ikechukwu is on the line.
Hello.
Hello.
Welcome, Ikechukwu. Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Cheers to life.
Okay, my name is Ikechukwu.
Go ahead.
Yeah. Talking about the tribal mark, I have a one on my face.
Okay.
And if I say that it is disturbing me or it is not disturbing me, you know that I'm lying. Because no one that sees me that will not believe that I'm a Yoruba man.
Wow.
Why I'm a truly Igbo man.
Wow.
They just said that sometimes if I'm in a bus or if I'm going around, if I speak Igbo, it will look at some people as if that is a taboo.
Hmm.
And I'm speaking Igbo.
Wow.
And many times some people will see me and they will speak Yoruba to me. If I cannot be able to respond, they will think that I'm pretending. That I'm denying my tribe or my faith.
Which
I have been looking away of covering it. I have it piece in my face. $3 side. If you see me, you think that I'm a regional Ibadan man.
Wow.
Why I'm from Igbo, from Enugu State.
Did your
ask your parents why you had that mark on your face?
Yeah. They said that it's a banje. Then.
Okay.
That I died and they burned me, I died. So I can't explain.
Okay.
So
okay.
The last one, that they just said that I'm already dead already, they now give the mark just within a minute, I now sneeze. That is how I now come back to life. So to them, the mark is on my face.
Wow.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, Kichuku. And I mean,
no,
he has to live with that.
Absolutely. This story he shared reminded me of a certain documentary I saw while I was still in Ibadan. So this woman had just the same Ibadan tribal mark.
Yeah.
But she speaks Igbo. Mm-hmm. She's light skinned. When you see her, the first thing that comes to your head is, oh, this person's an Igbo woman.
Yeah.
She speaks Igbo fluently. And the parents she knew or she grew up with are Igbos.
Okay.
Now, she found her way somewhere in Ibadan and someone said, you have this mark on your face. This mark looks like a certain family people that I know.
No.
But you are Igbo. I'm confused. Now, one thing led to the other and they brought her down to a certain family house.
Yeah.
And that was where they found out that she's not Igbo. She's from that particular place in Ibadan.
Wow.
And she was giving that mark to be identified. Now, there were two. I think she's a twin or something. She wasn't even aware.
Wow.
That, you know, she had a twin sister.
And
you know, they had to now sit her down and share all of this story.
And she was shocked.
Now, she saw her twin speaking Yoruba. Pure Yoruba. But she
was speaking pure
Igbo.
Perhaps that's one of the reasons that because of the kind of practices, cultural practices of the past.
Yeah.
One of the reasons parents would say, you know, let me mark my child. Because those days, if you give birth to a child before you know it, maybe they're taken away for slavery.
Yeah,
or
exactly.
They go missing. No mobile phones to track anybody.
Mm.
No Google map to say where is the location.
Yeah.
Things like that. So because of that, you know, they resorted to that to try to identify their children wherever you go.
Yeah.
No matter the years when you would always be identifiable.
She was
interesting story.
Full tears, and I felt so bad for her being now in a certain family where she has no idea. She had no idea that she was from.
How would you? That's major identity crisis right there.
I know, right?
Man, let's take another call.
Hello. Hello.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
My name is Brosiko.
Okay, welcome.
Oh, welcome.
I'm calling you from my father.
Oh, fantastic.
Yeah. I have a travel mark. Anyway, I may not call it a travel mark because my people is not common, but many people are having it because of this issue of banje or whatever. But my is, I chose it. I decided to have it. I told them to give it to me.
Wow.
But,
why?
You know, maybe it's a childish idea. I don't know. But that's what I did. I told them to give me the mark.
Wait, how old were you then?
Maybe 5 or less.
Okay. Wow. Wow.
So that's it.
Man, your case is different.
No, your own case is really different.
Like, you chose to be scarred. You chose to have the mark on your face.
I did.
Okay.
Wow.
And how has it been so far? Have you been discriminated against because you have marks on your face?
No negativity at all.
No regrets?
No regret.
Wow.
Nice.
What can I do if I regret?
Okay, I fear you small.
He's not going back.
Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you.
Yes, man. Wow.
Okay. He says no regrets. No regret whatsoever.
Oh, my.
If you're listening, do you have a tribal mag? And do you want to share with us if you've been having or if you had any sort of self-esteem issues because of it? Do you want to share your experience with us? Feel free to do that as well. And they were asking, what are the advantages, all right? And what are the disadvantages that comes with tribal max or scarification in general?
That's right. We'd like to hear from you. 0700-993-993-993. And for WhatsApp messages, 0809-597-5805. 0809-597-5805. Some WhatsApp messages before we go on a break.
Yes, this one here says, good morning, the beautiful tech. As I remember, the woman I went to have my hair caught in a salon, and a woman came in with her two sons with Kogi tribal marks on these kids' faces. Meanwhile, the mother had no tribal marks on her own face. I felt bad. I almost questioned the mother, why this? It's so unfair. I know how you feel.
Yeah,
but it could be for a reason.
Maybe from the husband's family.
They had to do that to the children.
Some grandma would just come and say, and do it straight.
Yeah, it's for our tradition. That's how it's done. Tradition should be done, you know.
I'll give left hand.
And then you have to, you know, see how the baby's face here and there. Have you witnessed, maybe go online, check if you witnessed this ritual or this sacrifice or whatever, this practice ongoing. We need to go on a break quickly. We'll be right back.
Indeed, family. Welcome back. It's 11:29. You're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3, and we are
the Techies. We're still asking, what are your thoughts on tribal max? Do you have any? Has it tampered on your self-esteem? Has it stopped you from finding love or something?
Yeah.
What are the advantages and the disadvantages of having to mark your child's face? I mean, a few people have called and shared their experiences to Tribal Max, but we still want to hear more from you, Lagosians, so feel free to gist with us this morning if you have any. And like we mentioned earlier, that Tribal Max are quite different from other kinds of scarification. And mostly we've heard more of the other kind of scarification that has to do with the Abiku, the Banje. And what have you. But hey, let's check WhatsApp. This person here says, doing a thing which you feel you have a right over or you feel is a tradition, whether to your offspring, is irrational. Consents need to be gotten from the individuals that this practice wants to be carried out on. The other time I watched a movie on pay TV, a naked picture of a girl child of say 3 to 4 years being clothed by a supposed movie father. What happened to the child's right? And trust me, I agree with you on this one. Because I, like I was saying before we went on the break, have you seen, have you witnessed that or seen a video where this ritual is being carried out, where the child is being torn on the face with the blood gushing out, and they have to like use that I don't know if it's a burnt candle or charcoal or something to, you know, place to stop the bleeding and all of that. It's not a very, it's a gory sight, but they had to do it, and this child is in pain screaming, but like they say, it's tradition and it has to be carried out. But how about the concept of the child? Now that child grows up and sees his or her fate and feels less of themselves.
And their friends are laughing at you. Did you fight a lion?
You know,
or
what happened to your face? Now, as much as this is sensitive to some people, they say it's tradition, it's our tradition, it's how we get to identify ourselves, and we're proud of it. We're not against it. We just want to hear from you. What are your takes on Tribal Max?
Absolutely. More messages on WhatsApp coming in. You can send yours to 0809-597-5805.
Okay. On WhatsApp, Muyiding here says, I actually went through hell while I was in secondary school. Some of my schoolmates usually call me 11-11 whenever I have an argument with any one of them. I'm hoping that you are off it right now. I'm hoping that it didn't traumatize you up to your adult age.
You know, just embrace it. When they call you 1-1, make your nickname 1-1. Remember, I was very dark growing up. I mean, and they used to call me Black. Why are you black like this? And I just changed my name to Black. And today, you know, the black is at the end of the day is putting
money in your pocket.
The black is what has turned to black voice.
Yeah.
And today, the black voice is putting money in my pockets. So, guys, convert. They throw you lemon. Do lemonade.
Lemonade with it.
Uh-huh.
Grandpa Mr. Samuel here says, in those days, there are intertribal wars. Yeah. If they capture you, you become a prisoner of war and sold for slave trade. Where they gather them or meet in overseas, they can easily recognize and communicate. So he says it was during the slave trade era.
All right. The olden days. Mercy is on the line from Uniru. Hi, Mercy.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
But I'm so excited.
I know, right? Welcome.
Thank you. I love you guys so much. And I enjoy your show every single day.
Wow.
I'm a first time caller, though.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, so I'm calling on the tribal mark. I want to share my own experience.
All right.
Well, I have a tribal drawing, not just a tribal mark.
Wow, a tribal drawing. How did they draw it?
Wow.
It's very artistic, though, because it's not on my face. It's actually on my tummy, on my belly.
Oh.
I'm from... And then I'm Igweben, Amisha to be precise.
Okay, wow.
So I think it was given to me because I was always falling. So I think as a child, instead of giving you medications or taking you to the hospital, it's always preferred that they give you a travel mark. And then the funny thing is that it works. It
actually
to be okay. Like, you don't have to take any. So, but nothing, imagine the study device where they this kind of sickness, but I just feel it's ignorance. Well, the good thing is now, I am actually very proud of it, but sometimes I tend to be insecure about it. So, if I'm getting into the relationship, I always say, I have a tribal mark drawing on my tummy, so you don't get to start having the wrong ideas about me. Because I remember when I was a child, people would say, and they'd be like, wow, what are you? What kind of person are you? You know? And then I'm not the witch, it's just the tribal mark, you know? But I love it. Personally, I love the mark on my drawing. It's really beautiful. It's not just a mark, it's not just it's actually very artistic, like all through my story. Very, very beautiful. And my younger brother has it just before birth. My mom has it as well. So it's fading off right now on the tummy, but it's still kind of visible. So I just want to advise anybody who is dealing with self-esteem to just embrace it. I've seen people who love belly, people who love stretch marks. I think if you meet people who don't like you for it, maybe just the wrong person, maybe their mentality has not, you know.
That's right.
But, you know, accepting people for who they are. Just develop yourself and people definitely come around. So
absolutely.
Wow.
Thank
I feel
you.
Like clapping for you, sis.
You deserve it. You deserve it.
I'm so happy, you guys.
We're happy too.
Thank you so much.
All right, Mercy.
Bye.
Wow.
What an encouragement. Anyone who has self-esteem issues, don't let anybody make you feel like you're ugly because you have tribal mark, no matter where the mark is. For what now?
Okay.
You don't have one, Sha.
You do?
It's tiny one. We have our own marks now.
Are you saying?
You don't know. You're not taking notes.
I have never noticed it. Trust me, because I've never noticed it.
I have. Is there? Is there?
Wow. I've never noticed that you have one. It's faded. So.
It's faded, actually.
Yeah, it is.
On it's a slight line.
Yeah. On WhatsApp. Okay, we have a call, actually. Abubakar is on the line, and he wants to share.
Oh, my God.
Hi. What's up, Lagos?
Hello. Abubakar.
Hello.
Abubakar. I almost said Malami.
All right, he's gone. Okay, do call us back, 0700-993-993-993. And then if you want to drop a WhatsApp message, you can do that
on 0809-597-5805.
On WhatsApp, this one's coming from Captain. Captain from Lekki says, good morning, the techies. What's up, Lagos? Very nice topic. Thank you for that. And he says, well, I have tribal marks, but mine was because of sickness. My parents told me how I was very sick when I was born, and they tried everything but no good results. Then I was taken to the village where they gave me these tribal marks, and I became healed. The truth is, up till today, I don't fall sick at all. Highest is fever or headache. I see.
All right. So you're saying that that helps.
Another here, this is Joko Jaye from Moreta Ikorodu, Lagos. He says, good morning, awesome techers. My father told me that my mother gave birth to a child that died and returned for like three times. So last time he cut a finger, then the child returned and died again. Afterwards, I came and immediately he said, this is not the child. Then he named me Joko Jaye.
Okay.
But when some people hear my name, they just conclude I'm Ibiku. Abiku. Sometimes I feel bad about it. However, now it doesn't count with me again because I know who I am. I like
Happiness is on the line. Hello, Happiness.
Hello, what's up, Lagos?
Chest alive!
Good to hear from you too. First time calling you.
Wow. Good Welcome. To have you, Happiness.
Wow. Lovely couples. I always enjoy your show every morning.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have tribal marks, though. I have. They said mine is because I was always falling sick. Okay. So they not gave me tribal mark.
Wow.
On my face. But it's actually fine on me. Mine is fine on me. Okay. It's not those ones that make you look bad. Mine is fine on me. I like my own.
Oh, okay. Great.
Has anybody ever judged or stigmatized against you because you have a tribal mark?
Yes. You know, just if they want to make me feel bad, they'll tell me 11. I said, I don't care. It's fine on me. People always tell me that it's fine on me.
Nice.
You know?
Yeah.
Nice. Wow. I like your confidence.
I love this confidence.
I don't like being intimidated. I know it's fine on me. And I know they are envious, you know. Some of them, they really want that mark.
They can't get it. It's too late.
Mine is fine on me.
That's right. Wow. Thank you so much, Happiness.
Thank you for sharing Happiness.
I'm sure somebody will be gingered right now. Somebody will be feeling down.
Yeah.
Some people have been scraping their faces every day.
Some people hide behind the makeup, especially for females, hide behind the makeup because of, you know, the self-esteem that is not sufficient because
But hold on. Yeah. If you do a makeup and you don't cover the tribal marks and those very deep ones, don't you think that Kuku not do makeup at all?
Do you know makeup?
Okay, I don't know.
I'm just saying,
because I saw one, the cup covered everything and her face became smooth and straightforward. Whatever works for you anyways, if it's going to help
There's some makeup, you don't know. I mean, it covers everything. There's some kind of foundation you use, it covers everything. So yeah, people do hide behind the makeup because of that. And it does cover the scars.
The scars.
Yeah.
Okay, hello.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life. Welcome.
Yeah, this is Moses from Lagos.
Moses, welcome.
For me, I have tribal mark, actually.
Okay.
But my own is already small and 3-3 in my face, but you can't even see it. It's like fading. Actually, I can remember my mom always tell me that it's because my father's mother loved her so much. She's from Ekpe, so that's why she gave me that mark. That's what she always said to me, sure.
Wow.
And, notwithstanding, mark or no mark, I've seen people that have mark and I really like them with the mark, like they look great. You understand?
Yeah.
the past is the past. It's just that the present people will not like to give their children this mark. So,
okay.
Nothing anybody can do about that. But I love my mark. I'm okay with it. I don't even see it anymore. I don't think about it.
Oh, okay. Thank you, Moses. Appreciate.
On WhatsApp, this person here says, what's up, Lagos? Sincerely, before I got married, I told my wife I would never allow anyone to give my children tribal marks. I saw a woman some days ago and she had very large tribal marks. Our eyes looked at each other and I could sense that she had a self-esteem as she was shy to look at me.
Yeah.
It says we are in the 21st century and this should be abolished.
All right.
So lots of messages coming in. Let's see. This one here is saying... okay, good morning. My name is Basil from Agor. When I was in Jos, the governor had three tribal marks. So when you want to buy 3-3 beer, we just say, give me la lock. I love your show to the bone. Thank you so much. Henzo from Agor says, what's up, Lagos? It's really beautiful the way it makes it sound. My former girl had it, and I love playing around the beautiful drawing on her tummy. And she's from Uromi Ishan.
Okay. Wow.
Another one is from Badore. He says, my name is Daddy Clinton, and I have a tribal mark on my lower lips. And I was given the mark, according to my grandma, that I was too fair. Okay.
Mark on the lips.
The lower part of his lips. And it was given to him by his grandma because they said he was too fair.
Wow. On Facebook, there are messages on Facebook before we go back to the calls.
Okay.
Olusha say, Adetoye say, Balola says, I grew up in the same town in Oyo State. They value tribal marks a lot.
Okay.
It says, simply serve as an identification. A child comes from the royal family, must have it.
Mm.
And funny enough, people that used to put tribal marks have their social one. Okay, there are people who put it for social reasons.
Yeah.
But Akachi Steve Onuha says, just seen both of in Facebook, are they a good combination, please? I want to know whether the name Adobe is Odobe because of the pronunciation. Okay, what's up, Lagos? Have a wonderful day. The name is Odobe, Avi.
It's Odobe.
Odobe. Odobe. It's not Adobe. I'm Odunsi Ayo Deji. Say, good morning, the techers. What's up, Lagos? My name is DJ from Unilike. He said, my wife has tribal marks on her cheeks and chin. You know, three per cheek and one on her chin. He said, we dated for 7 years and got married. She got them when she was born. She was told that she was very sick, almost dead. I think you took this message also on WhatsApp. And after she was born, and the tribal marks were what saved her.
Mm.
You know, she's a teacher, and the kids always ask her where she got it from. And she says she fought with a lion and won. I do not see the tribal marks, and I feel that even makes her more beautiful.
Alrighty, Ma at Tadang says, I had a friend in my department then in school. He usually does not like group projects because he is usually sidelined by his colleagues. It took me 2 semesters to bring him from that experience. This stigmatization almost made him drop a hole before we became friends.
Mm.
I won't encourage such culture.
That's right. So let's...
Okay.
You want to say something about stigmatization? No. Okay. The next call. Hello?
Hello.
Hi, welcome.
Yeah, welcome. Good day.
What's up, Lagos? What's your name?
Hello. My name is Mohammed Sado.
Your name is Mohammed
Sado.
All right, Mohammed Salu. Where are you calling from, sir?
I'm calling from my shop.
Okay, go ahead.
This topic of today is very, very interesting.
Okay.
And actually, I have a tribal mark, and we all know that this tribal mark was started before slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So it was being given as part of identity.
Mm.
Like my own. My mother told me that I used to have a convulsion every day. So they gave me tutu mark. And I'm from Edo State, Issaquah, precisely. So they gave me tutu. And even from that week, which they gave me the two tribal mark on my face, could you believe that there was nothing like convulsion in the family and also? So I believe on that.
All right.
And as such, I believe that this tribal mark is giving us a kind of a representative to the whole world and to the family. If anybody come out from that family that has the tribal, they will know, oh, this is Uncle Sammy's family from Aochi. Thank you very much.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much. Wow.
All right. I mean, but should it still be encouraged even in recent times,
in our present day.
Should it be something we should still encourage or indulge in?
Or wait the children to grow up and they give them the choice of do you want it or not? If we allow that, some people will wake up and say, why did you give birth to me? You had the guy that sold the parents for giving birth to him, say, without his permission.
Oh my God.
You bet it, you see more people come out with that. More people will do a lot of that. Maybe not in this society.
Mm.
A lot of people have been suing their parents.
Why did you give birth to me?
Did I ask to be born? Danny has even just went, you had fun and brought me. I announce my life is in my hand.
Goodness. Abubakar is back.
He's back, yes.
Wow.
Welcome, Abubakar.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers, cheers to life.
Wow. Cheers to life, Abubakar.
Hello?
Yes, welcome indeed. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Sir, okay, about the rubber.
Yeah.
About the rubber.
Mark.
Hello?
We're here with you. We're here. We can hear you. Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay.
Okay, Abubakar, please.
Abubakar, the lines.
Check your network and then you call us back, okay? 0700-993-993-993. The conversation around Tribal Max still ongoing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to share with us your experience? You have some on your face. And we all know, I mean, it's been established that the reason for having Tribal Max is based on identity, getting to identify.
That's right.
And that this person is from so-so tribe and this person is part of our tribe. Mm-hmm. And this person from this family and what have you. But, you know, right now, do we necessarily need a tribal mark to identify that a person is from a certain tribe
family
or a certain family? Do we necessarily need that?
That's a big question. What if the ones that make mistake? Maybe you thought the child was a child. When I know those days, no DNA. I'm very sure that my marked people's student already. Marked people's student. You know, there's no DNA now. It's just, it's my
no
child.
No toys on the line.
You know, that marked wrong.
Welcome, Nonso.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
What's up, Lagos?
Cheers to life.
Yes, I'm a first-time caller.
Wow. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Okay, I've been listening to the show, and I think people seem to misunderstand what you mean by tribal marks. Mm. You see, I listen and I discovered that most of the people who are calling are talking about marks given to them as a result of an illness. Mm. That does not qualify as tribal mark.
Mm-hmm.
Tribal mark is a mark that is usually unique to people who come from a particular ethnic group. All right? If you come to the East, I'm from the East. There are people in some states in the East, particularly in Abakiliki and some parts of Nsukka. They have these marks, all right? Mm. But it's not general. So, but in my place where I come from, in Anambra State, yes, there are people who have marks. It's not tribal, those marks are not tribal marks. They are marks, fit the description your callers have been giving, which is marks that were given as a result of illness.
Okay. Have you been listening from the beginning? Sorry, just another caught you.
Pardon me.
No, go ahead. Just go ahead.
All right. Then something else. When I was small, I really loved tribal marks because I grew up in Newi, and so we had a lot of people from Abakiliki. Newi was becoming a cosmopolitan town at the time, and people were coming in. There was this influx of people from Ebonyi State and all. Mm. So we saw these people. We saw them in school. They had marks. So in order to get marks ourselves to look like those people we admired, we use cashew nut, raw cashew nut, the cashew nut, the unprocessed one.
Yeah.
We used it to scare our faces. And some of us, like myself, still have a residue of such marks that we give ourselves.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
Wow. Yeah. You just decided to mark yourself.
Peer pressure.
Exactly.
Wow.
So we have those tribal marks. Okay. So we did not discriminate against those who really had it.
Okay.
Wow, that's beautiful to hear. Yeah. Thank you so much, Nonso.
Thank you for sharing. You know, I said that earlier. That
was what I was going to call his attention to, that you already mentioned. That,
yeah, the different, you know, there are other kinds of scarification, which, yeah, like he said, could probably be because of an illness or the Biku, if it's from the Yoruba tribe, or because of the Obanje, if it's from the Igbo tribe, the, you know, eastern part of the country. Yeah, so that's quite different from having a tribe. A tribal mark is that mark that identifies or that says this person is from this family or this person is from this certain tribe.
Mm.
And they have several names they call it. There's some that is specific to the Jebo people, the Ife people, the
Oyo,
the people.
Insane.
Yeah, with different kinds of mark that specifically say these people are from this part of the country?
Absolutely. Well, Eze is calling from Ogun State.
Hey. Right.
Hello, Eze.
What's up, Lagos?
Just alive.
This is Eze.
You're welcome.
Yes. Lagos, I heard that your building collapsed from that your Ikoyi area.
Is that what you want to talk about now?
No. Yeah, you see my travel mark, eh? I'm from Ebonyi State for the start, eh?
Okay.
And in my area there is my house, the local government, eh? Mm. We have our own.
Mm-hmm.
And they only give those that believe that there is a name we call it in our language, or that is the person who comes second time.
Okay.
So when they come the first time and go, they come again, they will give them a mark.
Hmm.
And that mark, if they are born that person again and see that mark, they will still call him. That is the name is going to be. That is Obolo.
Okay.
That is the person who died and come back again.
Hmm.
So that name, some people who got that name, they don't like to answer it. So when they now grow up and know the meaning of the name, they would like to change it to any other name. But for those who grow up with them, they still recognize them with that name.
Okay.
And know the reason they call them on that name. Sometimes you call them, they will grow up and say, why do you call me that name? You are told you not to call me the name. So it caused a lot of havoc somehow.
Okay. Wow.
Thank you for sharing.
Thank you so much. Wow. The one who died and came back.
Mm. It's still the same, the Abiko and the Ogbanje.
Yeah, I don't want to push too much about it, but I'm just like, okay, how do you identify? Is it like you give birth to a child, he dies, they comes back, and the mark you gave the child before the child died is still on the child's face?
Mm-hmm.
Is that what happens?
Yeah, that's what happens. And then on some other grounds, when that happens, when they mark you, you tend not to die again.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Wow, Africa, oh, Africa, oh, Nadondimba, Africa, 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 yeah. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
It's What's Up Lagos, baby.
Okay, 11:56 on the clock, and that means it's time for us to wrap up the conversation right now. But I want to quickly take this message. David Ibiam said, tribal mark for me is an absolute no if my mother-in-law tries it. And for the lady that called and said hers is on her tummy, she has a nice voice, so it's like I'm tripping. It says she can reach out on IGO, David_Ibiam. Look at.
Tripping, call voyage, ni.
Look at.
Traveling, ni. Traveling. But let's not spoil what God might be putting together now.
Together, you know?
You guys can connect.
Love anywhere.
Her name is Mercy.
Maybe I should call the Instagram handle again. David_Ibiam.
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 Okay.
So you can find love.
David Doe.
All right, lastly, this one here says, my name is Fumlayo Michael Bamidele. I think the practice of tribal marks should stop. The world is a global village now. As such, the olden days reasons for tribal marks are no more relevant. More so, some tribal marks are horrible, making the bureau look terrible and of low esteem. And let no one give anyone any tribal marks again. Okay, I think on that note, we wrap it up the conversation today. Thank you, Lagos. You are awesome. Thank you for always coming through.
Yep. Well, this way we end it. Thank you. Tomorrow, it'll be Techie Talk. We'll be here again to bring you some more tech conversations and the biggest tech news. Well, the eNaira is still being talked about. We'll find out more and the updates on that and many other things happening. And we'll talk about the Facebook, of course, changing its name and what they're heading to. In fact, I saw the documentary, I was like, whoa, this will want to take over the world. And that's much we can take for the show today. So join us tomorrow again as we'll be here together as the Techers. God bless you.
God bless our homes.
God bless the Federal Republic of Nigeria.